Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Phil, I guess that thing about how if you build it, they will come really doesn't work after all.
Nope. This was supposed to be the Grand Central Station of the West, and instead what we have is a $2.2 billion bus station, probably the most expensive bus station in the history of mankind.
Right now, a $2.2 billion empty bus station.
Because the beams cracked. Okay, so that pretty much is a sum up of a lot of things, including Gavin Newsom's time as mayor in San Francisco, because he oversaw the construction of much of this, and the whole idea that it was going to connect San Francisco with Los Angeles, and it was going to be this huge hub that was going to draw hundreds of thousands of people, 100,000 people a day in and out of that station. And instead, what we have is bus service to the East Bay. And then if you go out on the curbside or under the thing, you get Muni and Samtrans and SunTrans.
Okay, but I mean, the high-speed rail stated as a big state project was one thing. There's also Caltrain, which runs now but stops many, many blocks south of the Transbay.
More than a mile south on the Transbay.
That idea is still alive, right, to bring it
that
into the Transbay?
That idea is on life support and on theory, because the idea was even without high-speed rail, we were going to bring Caltrain into the downtown area. But Stan, that serves so few people in relation to the cost. You're talking about a $6 billion project, and you and I know that's the first estimate, so up it by about three. They have maybe $1 billion to go for it. But even then, I got to tell you honestly, Stan, even before the Governor Gavin Newsom, you know, flipped the switch on this and said, okay, we're truncating the line, people were already going, it's not going to happen. If we were going to get high-speed rail into California under the initiative, it had to go to the Transbay Terminal. One guy I know on the high-speed rail suggested, yeah, we'll take the sign Transbay Terminal, and we'll put it Transbay Terminal on the 4th and King Station. The other idea that's being discussed...
Well, that would solve the problem.
He said Transbay. It didn't say which Transbay Station. It would be a Transbay Station. I mean, this thing, they built it. If you ever get a chance to go down there, go check it out. I mean, we might make it a tourist attraction. It's underneath the Transbay Terminal. It is huge. It goes for blocks. It's this huge basement that's built for trains to come in.
Could the Raiders play in there?
I think... You know, we could put the Warriors Arena down there.
Maybe we could have a nice flea market or something.
Well, obviously, and one idea that was floated even in the back halls was, how about making it into the biggest parking garage we have in the town? And then, being San Francisco, and then the guy said, well, how about if we make it for electric cars?
Bike parking.
Well, maybe that'll work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.